MS Now's Velshi, Trump's focusing on war on unproven threat in Iran over climate. By Ian Hanchett on March 21, 2026. On Friday's broadcast of MS Now's The Last Word, host Ali Velshi argued that President Donald Trump doing things like launching a super expensive war of choice on Iran based on an unproven threat and without congressional approval doesn't leave a lot of room for thinking about what could have been or what could be. What this country could be doing if we put our focus and resources towards something better than a stupid ballroom like climate change. Velshi said, every day, Americans are confronted with Trump's multi-front attack on our democracy. Launching a super expensive war of choice on Iran based on an unproven threat and without congressional approval. Using the Department of Justice to go after his enemies. Imposing his illegal tariffs on us, or blowing up America's relationships with its closest allies. There are the ongoing problems that he has exacerbated. Like Russia's war on Ukraine and inflation and the purely Trump just plain crazy developments. Like his North Korean-style military parade. Cage fighting at the White House, and the endless grift. It's a lot. That's part of the authoritarian playbook. To keep us constantly chasing the bouncing ball, to overwhelm us. It doesn't leave a lot of room for thinking about what could have been or what could be. What this country could be doing if we put our focus and resources towards something better than a stupid ballroom. Here's one example. Today is the first official day of spring. But in much of the country, you'd never know it. Velshi further stated, unfortunately, we know that Trump's years will be a waste. But it's possible that events and market forces will move faster than our politics. When it comes to protecting Americans and their property from a rapidly changing and destabilizing climate. He added, I don't think there's a distinction between the people who are going to show up next week at the No Kings rally and fight for democracy and the people who want climate justice. I think this is all of a sort right now. We're all fighting for reclaiming our agency so that we can fix the things that are broken. But once we get that agency back and democracy's back intact, the climate's going to have to be issue number one. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.